From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo departs for Japan to attend 49 G7 summit in Hiroshima. Minister Zulkifli Hasan says Lampung coffee is an export commodity in demand in Egypt. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana, departed for Hiroshima, Japan from the Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base, Jakarta on Friday to attend the 49 G7 summit. He will attend the summit on the invitation of Prime Minister of Japan, Fumio Kishida, who is serving as President of the G7. President Joko Widodo also stated that G7 member countries consisting of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, as well as their partner countries, will attend the meeting to discuss climate change, food, energy, and other issues. He emphasized that Indonesia will continue to raise the interests of developing countries as well as to promote collaboration and partnerships among developing and developed countries. The president stated that he would also hold bilateral meetings with several countries such as Japan, South Korea, the United Kingdom, France, and Australia. Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan, during his visit to Central Lampung on Thursday, said that Lampung coffee is one of the most popular export commodities in Egypt. He also stated that Indonesia enjoyed a surplus in trade with Egypt. He perceived that the potential for a trade surplus is up to $1 billion, so that his side is trying to increase the export value of various commodities, one of which is coffee. He added that the popularity of Lampung coffee in Egypt can be seen from the percentage of the amount, namely out of 100,000 tons of coffee that can be sold by Egyptian companies annually. As many as 70% comes from Indonesia, and 79% of this portion is coffee beans from Lampung. He also said he would continue to establish cooperation and make Egypt a trading hub for the African market, which has a target market of 1.4 billion people. The Halal Products Assurance Agency, or BPGPH, under the Religious Affairs Ministry, expressed commitment to synergize with the Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, SMEs Ministry, in expediting halal product certification. Head of the BPGPH, Akhil Ihram, stated in a statement received in Jakarta on Thursday that SMEs actors can directly apply for halal certification by using the free halal certification or Sahati program, which reaches 1 million in quota for 2023. He also remarked that the program is offered by the Religious Affairs Ministry to the SMEs, fostered by the Cooperatives and SMEs Ministry, Kemenkop UKM. Irham expects that the SMEs Ministry's office in regions can help facilitate the halal certification process. The Halal Certification Acceleration Programs aims to reach the target of 10 million halal certified products in 2024. Let's move on to the international news, where the General Secretariat of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, participated in the International Media Conference, Russia and the Islamic World. The General Secretariat of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, participated in the International Media Conference, Russia and the Islamic World, Media Cooperation for Sustainable Development and Economic Prosperity, held on Thursday in Kazan. On the sidelines of the 14th International Economic Forum, Russia, the Islamic World, Kazan Forum 2023. During his virtual participations in the conference, Director of the OIC Information Department, Wajdi Ali Sindi, addressed the conference and emphasized that the OIC media work aimed to contribute to activate cooperation among member states with professional content covering a wide segment of the peoples of the Islamic world in particular and the entire world in general. Cindy also said that the OIC Information Department sought to contribute to link OIC with its international partners, highlighting common denominators with other active organizations and countries, and to create conditions conducive to more cooperation in service of the goals of global development. Iraq registered up to 119 cases of viral hemorrhagic fevers, or VHF, including 18 deaths. Since the beginning of this year, the Iraqi Ministries of Health said on Thursday. The ministry spokesperson Shaif al-Badr told the official Iraqi news agency that 35 of the detected VHF cases were registered in the southern Dikar province, followed by Basra with 18 cases, and the rest are spread across the other provinces. Al-Badr added that 6 of the 18 deaths by the infectious disease were registered in Dikar, followed by the southern province of Al-Muthanna with 3 deaths. The VHF is a group of disease caused by different viruses, including Ebola, which affects multiple organ systems in the body and may cause fever and bleeding. Chinese President Xi Jinping ordered a maximum search and rescue efforts of boat crew members, including 17 Indonesian nationals who went missing after a Chinese fishing boat's Lupeng Yuan Yu 028 capsized in the Indian Oceans on Tuesday. The fishing boat owned by Penglai Jinglu Fishery based in Shandong capsized in the Indian Ocean about 5,000 kilometers west of Perth, Australia on Tuesday morning. 39 crew members went missing, which includes 17 Chinese, 17 Indonesians, and 5 Philippines. Director of Indonesian National Protection's Yuda Nugraha, in a written statement on Wednesday, stated that his side and the National SAR team had communicated this matter with Australian Maritime Safety Authority, or AMSA, as the location of sinking vessel was at Australia's SAR coordinations. According to Yuda, Australia deployed airplanes and ships and also asked for help from commercial boats sailing near the location. Based on AMSA information, the boat has been found capsized. The SAR operation continues to search for the crew members. Vietnam has laid out a blueprint to boost renewable energy growth and slash coal-fired electricity generation, which experts said would facilitate its efforts to reach the climate target of net zero carbon emission by 2050, Vietnam News reported Thursday. Head of the Center for Energy and Green Growth Research, Ha Dang Son, noted that coal-fired power output will drop to 20% of the power supply by 2030 from almost half now, while the shares of renewable energy in the country's power mix would be raised to about 70%. Plan prepared by the Ministry of Industry and Trade has been aligned with Vietnam's commitment in COP26 and Just Energy Transition Partnerships to attain a dual goal of power security and a green transition. Listener, now let's move on to commentary.
Today's commentary is on Quadrilateral Security Dialogue Summit cancelled in Sydney. The Quadrilateral Security Dialogue Summit meeting, or better known as the Quad, which consists of Australia, the United States, India, and Japan, scheduled in Sydney on May the 24th, was cancelled because U.S. President Joe Biden is unable to attend. President Biden has decided to postpone his visit to Australia and Papua New Guinea because he has to negotiate a debt ceiling in Washington. According to Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Wednesday, May the 17th, although the four leaders of the Quad member countries will not be meeting in Sydney, they will still meet at the G7 summit in Hiroshima on May the 19th and 20th. In fact, India and Australia are not members of the G7, but for some reason, the group of seven rich countries consisting of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States invited the two countries to attend the G7 meeting in Japan. With the Quad leaders' meeting cancelled, the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida also cancelled his visit to Sydney. Meanwhile, according to Albanese, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Sydney next week will continue as scheduled. Prior to Australia, President Biden was actually slated to visit Papua New Guinea, a stop that would initially mark the first visit by a U.S. president while in office to the Pacific Island nation. In Papua New Guinea's capital, Port Moresby, President Biden has even planned to meet leaders of the Pacific Islands Forum, that is a group of 18 countries that promote cooperation between the mostly small countries in Oceania. The visit was intended as part of Washington's efforts to strengthen ties in the region, apparently because Beijing has taken the initiative first by expanding its influence there quickly. Richard Mott, a senior researcher from the Asia Society Policy Institute, said that the cancellation of President Biden's visit to Papua New Guinea could be a step backwards for the United States in efforts to offset China's influence in the region. Meanwhile, previously, China's dislike of the Quad was shown through Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin, who considered the Quad to be old-fashioned. According to Wenbin, Quad has sunk in the Cold War and zero mentality at risk of military confrontation. The Quad member countries claim that this alliance has the goal of deepening economic, diplomatic, and military relations between the four countries and working to promote the Indo-Pacific as an open region. Differences in interests can lead to conflict, which can lead to military power clashes. Hopefully, this doesn't happen because everyone wants a peaceful world. That was commentary.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I begin today in history with May 19, 1964. Dozens of secret microphones found at the United States Embassy in Moscow, Russia. 40 hidden microphones were found in the office of the United States Embassy in Moscow, Russia on May 19, 1964. The U.S. Department of State believes that these microphones were deliberately installed by the Russian government to intercept all conversation in the building. Switching to May 19, 2016, Egypt Air Flight 804 disappears. Egypt Air Flight 804 from Cairo to Paris disappeared over the Mediterranean Sea on May 19, 2016. The plane was carrying a total of 66 people, consisting of passengers and crew. Reported by History, it took rescuers a month to find the wreckage of the plane. Initially, the loss of the plane was considered a tragedy of terrorism, but the real cause was revealed a year later. According to records from the black box, Egypt Air Flight 804 was about 40 minutes from its destination when smoke was detected by the onboard fire alarm. A minute later, more smoke was reportedly visible on computer electronics under the cockpit. I'll end today in history with May 19, 2018, the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The United Kingdom held a royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle at Windsor Castle, England. Unlike the wedding of his brother Prince William and Kate Middleton, which is designated as a special holiday, although it is called the royal wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry's wedding is not designated as a special holiday. However, hundreds of millions of people watched the wedding procession of Prince Harry and Meghan. That was today in history.
Look at you now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. No, buddy, then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly, just be some more wild.
Now work hard against a million.
You've got your own agenda. Kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment? So give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust the move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I simply live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth the big game. We thirst to diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's
go.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan inaugurated the Trade Display Room at the Indonesian Embassy KBRI in Cairo, Egypt on Monday. In his remarks, Minister Zulkifli invited the Indonesian diasporas in Egypt to promote Indonesian products by utilizing the Trade Display Room at the Indonesian Embassy KBRI in Cairo, Egypt. The Trade Display Room can be used as a place to explore business agreement or business matching, small exhibitions or mini exhibitions, as well as a place to improve communication and interaction between business actors of the two countries. On the same occasion, Zulkifli held a meeting with the Indonesian diasporas at Wisma Duta, the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Egypt. The Indonesian diasporas in Egypt include students currently studying at tertiary institutions in Egypt and workers living in Egypt, including Indonesian citizens who are married to Egyptian citizens. According to Zulkifli, Indonesians who lived in other countries will always miss the culinary delights of their native region. This in itself has created market opportunities, one of which is the export of fruit from Indonesia. We are introducing Indonesian food to colleagues or colleagues' friends from Egypt or other countries. Furthermore, according to Minister Zulkifli, the diaspora, which consistently promotes and does business with domestic products, can transform into distributors of Indonesian products in Egypt and its neighboring countries. Zulkifli also places the diaspora as the nation's ambassador who reflects the face of Indonesia. Diasporas can become business agent in marketing Indonesian products in Egypt. According to Zulkifli Hasan, one of the advantages of staying in a country for a long time is being able to collect market information about that country. Diasporas generally can get to know the characters of the local population, including the products needed. The Ministry of Trade and the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo are committed to helping the Indonesian diasporas to bridge trade between Indonesia and Egypt. Therefore, the Cairo Trade Attaché is ready to assist the Indonesian diasporas who wish to establish business relations involving Indonesia and Egypt.
Our love will
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Roko Molas Poco Tradition in Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. Manggarai region, East Nusa Tenggara, has a unique tradition called Roko Molas Poco Tradition. This tradition is a ritual which is carried out when building a traditional house. Roko means bringing someone's daughter. Molas means beautiful girl, and Poco means hilltop in a forest area. Thus, Roko Molas Poco is a tradition of parading the main beams of traditional houses from the forest area by bringing a beautiful girl who sits on the beams to the village yard. In the structure of the Manggarai traditional house, the stake or siri bongkok is the most sacred of the existing pillars. This tradition is still being preserved until today. The proof is that last May 11th, it was still being held at the Pakang Drum House, Ranamis District, East Manggarai Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. Listener, before the Roko Molas Poco ceremony takes place, a series of other processes are held at the traditional house, or it's called Embaru Gendang. The process starts from planning the construction of a traditional house by involving village residents to the division of tasks to prepare a special group that will cut and take the best trees in the forest. The traditional Roko Molas Poco ritual is usually carried out before starting the construction of a traditional house. The ritual is carried out by taking the main pole, which is usually called Siri Bongkok or main pole of the drum house. The process of building a drum house cannot be carried out if the traditional ritual of taking the main beams from the forest area has not been carried out. The selected trees are usually the best ones. Before the trees are cut down, the community will pray first. After being felled, the logs are paraded. When paraded, a girl in traditional Manggarai clothing sits on a beam. From the forest area, the villagers carry out the parading process until the middle of the village yard. Listener, following the procession, a pig is slaughtered. Its blood was spilled in front of the jumbo-sized wood. As soon as the main procession is finished, then the girl comes down from the top of the log. The gongs and drums are beaten again. A group of dancers then acts around the main beam or wood pole or siri humpback and then drives it to the drum house construction site. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye!
Calm down and come on down. Just keep it real, I know how it feels. Just don't stay still, you know you gotta pay the bills. Just make it real, I know how you feel. Take that heart and still, you know you gotta turn the wheel.
Hold on or let the
shame, imagination ride.
Hold on or let
show them what you are.
You're still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
The Cannes Film Festival is coming on May 16 to 27, 2023 in Cannes, France. Not only present at the 2023 Cannes Film Festival, the Indonesian delegation will also bring their works to the 2023 Cannes Film Festival competition series. Two films that will premiere and compete at the 2023 Cannes Film Festival are Tiger Stripes and the short film Basri and Salma in a never-ending comedy. The Tiger Stripes films was produced by 8 countries, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, German, Taiwan, French, Netherlands, and Doha. The film was directed by Amanda Neil Yu and produced by Indonesian producers Yulia Evina Bara from the Kawan Kawan Media Production House, who appointed the duo Gabber Modus Operandi as music arranger. Later, the film Tiger Stripes will compete in the feature-length film category at the 62nd Semaine de la Critique Cannes Film Festival 2023. Meanwhile, Basri and Salma, in a never-ending comedy by director Cozy Rizal and producers John Badalu, will also be screened at the Cannes Film Festival. This film is also the first Indonesian film to be selected in the main competition at the Cannes Film Festival. Not only these two, an Indonesian documentary film project which is in the production stage and is seeking a potential partner entitled A Distance Call will be presented at Cannes Docs Marché du Film. The film was directed by Andrea Suito, and produced by Mandy Marahimin. The Indonesian delegation who participated in this event was represented by two experienced producers, Alex Sihar and Vivian Idris. Both of them will attend discussions and presentation presenting about the Cultural Endowment Fund, or DANA Indosiana, which was launched by the Ministry of Education and Culture in 2022 as the 18th episode of Freedom Learning and explaining the Indonesian film ecosystem to a global audience.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I will sing out loud.
Oh yeah,
feeling stronger. Clap your hands. I can be that hole in the universe. I can be the joy that you deserve. Cause I sing out loud. If you're feeling lonely, tag your friends. Let's take it higher now.
You give me the fire that lights up the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents original song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Tana Wolio. This song narrates the natural wealth of the Wolio area, a district in Baobao City, Buton Island, Southeast Sulawesi. This song also signals hopes and a bright future through the development of the potential of the Wolio area. Here is original song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Tana Wolio.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
For
listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, @VOIIndonesia, Instagram, @voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.